was very helpful to Krishna and Srimati Radhika. He had noticed also Yashoda. He was giving his rest to Yashoda when Yashoda was a very little baby. And he is friendly terms with mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika, that is Kutila, Jatila.
Jatila.
Very. And he kissed. He is very expert in kissing. Jatila Kutila Abhimanyu. And she. And then Salman. We went to happy. This is the Kitlago. You can do more.
No, that's not the other one.
Are you using this?
Sorry, it's okay.
You can come further here. And then we need money and all other means. The means are business, to do business, to serve anywhere and service. And we by this we can earn money. But no happiness by that. Then we want to go to heaven, there is also no happiness. But this happiness will be given to search in Upanishads, Vedas, and we practice Nirgun Brahma, Am Brahmasmi, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But also there is no happiness. Then yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, we practice. But even there is no happiness. Then we practice bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga, Vaikunth may be achieved, but there are so many walls, because to please the highest supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. But if anyone thinks that Narayan is supreme personality of Godhead, then in Vaikunth also we cannot serve freely. There are some walls of Aishwarya Bhava, opulence, and that is why we are bound to be like a servant in this world. Only we can do sastang pranam and we will wait for his orders. And especially in only dasharas we can serve. We cannot embrace him. We cannot serve him as a son. We cannot serve him as a friend. We cannot serve him as a son or married wife. Narayan has no friend, only Das. Das only carrying orders in the appellant of Narayan. The third flat, only doing like this, Santakaram, Ujagasayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham, like this. They can answer. He has no need of to be served. He has no appetite. He never be hungry. He don't want water, don't air, like fanning, nothing there. So he cannot be so pretty happy there. So he goes to Ram, Ram Lok and serves as Hanuman. Hanuman is better than Jai Vijay and all the servants of Narayan. He can carry Ram because he cannot run so right. He may be tired. His wife may be stolen here and there, but Narayan's wife will not be stolen. Anyone cannot stole. Lakshmi is also so powerful. He gives wealth to Brahma, Shankara and all others, has so many appellants. So she never wants to be helped by other dasis here. So no one is like Lakshmi there, only Sri Bhunila, Sri. And Lakshmi are there prominent. Any servant cannot serve in the palace of Lakshmi and Narayan. They cannot enter even. No need of their water, air, brooming, anything. No dirty there. We see that here, very little dirty, not like India. All these storms are coming, so much dust coming. It goes in here, here, everywhere. Krishna is full of dust of Braja. No dust will go there. There is no any problem. If there is problem, service is needed. But if there is no problem, no service, so in Vaikuntha no service. Narayan never tires and so message is not needed. He never becomes a little baby, so he never wants to take breast of any mother and father. No father, mother. No friends at all. But Ram sometimes he cannot walk so much. He may be tired, then Hanuman comes and gives message. And sometimes he cannot walk in hills and rivers and here and there. Then he takes Ram here. And Hanuman flies like Biman means aeroplane and goes everywhere, more speed than these aeroplanes. So he serves so much. Ram sometimes become hungry, so Hanuman manages so many fruits from here and there and gives. Sometimes Ram is so hungry, he goes to Sabari. You know Sabari? A low cost widow lady. Not beautiful. Age is more than thousands of years. Black, like bow. And have five, no teeth at all. And he goes and tells that, "Oh Sabri, I am so hungry." And she tests anything, any food, and then very gently and Ram takes all this. But she cannot advance more than that, not taking in her arms like a boy, like a friend, like a husband. He cannot do anything. Only from a very big distance or distance, she will beg like that. Merciful to me, be merciful to me. But she has so much advanced in her life. More than renounce those who have taken renounce order from last year, bona fide Brahmavadi. There were at that time so many Brahmavadis, Brahmarshi and Rishi, always living in forest. And they have realized who is Brahma. We are also Brahma. They have all realized. But this lady, being in the scheduled caste, more than scheduled, and not so beautiful like Lakshmi or Sita, ugly, crooked, black, but even she was more devotee, high class of devotee than rishis and maharshis. Like nowadays in Kali Yuga, those persons who have taken renounce order, they are making merry and everything, having so much good palace, then even a very rich person cannot enjoy all these things. They can have so many ladies also. Don't sleep, Ramesh. Don't sleep. Don't take the house. Like this. And
renowned person,
they can have dunder. But done for making problems for others, not to control mind, not to control three, body, mind and this world. That three things are so free to do any offense or anything, creating so many things, always meeting and meeting. But not controlling their body, mind and tongue, to engage all these things in Krishna service. So those who are so highly cultured, they have so many degrees also, but yet those who are not satisfied in Swamiji's teaching, they now taking the renounce order. Oh, I am in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. But yet, hankering for all these worldly luxuries, they want to learn more in university. I don't know what thing. Only to have more, to be honored and to control all duplicity, hypocrisy in universities with the nasty person. And they think that we are in highest top of bhakti, but I think they are doing all offenses in bhakti devi. Lot of see. Because they cannot honor Bhakti Devi. right thing. The ordinary persons who are married, living in family life, very polite, very sorrow, Siddha, very simple, knowing no hypocrisy, duplicity and all these things, and remember and chanting, thinking that I'm very basic person, I'm foolish person, I cannot serve Krishna and Radha, weeping sometimes, lamenting sometimes, they are no better. Because Krishna will have so much mercy from them, those who are simple. Nothing hypocrisy, duplicity in heart, never controlling anyone, any devotee. Simply they are doing, earning some money for their life living and chanting, remembering, I, Srila Prabhupada, your Swamiji has told you, and they are doing all these things, and chanting and remembering, honoring all Vaishnavas without any cost and grace, those who are taking Harinam, they are honoring. So I think they are more superior, the persons who are cheated in the
guise,
this guise, and cheating all others and cheating their oneself. They are killer of soul, their own soul. In Srimad Bhagavati it has been told. They don't go deep in the teachings of Swami. Those who don't know all these things but yet they are simple, not cheating others, they are so much above than all these renowned persons. They are not doing any offense, they are not going to cheat anyone, very simple hearted. They can have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gaurachandra Prabhu, but they will be deprived of all these things. So try to be so simple, chanting, remembering and going in the deep of what he has taught and what he has written in his books. You should surely follow Manasiksha, Upadeshamrita, Jaiva Dharma. Then you can know the deep meaning of Swamiji literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise you cannot advance. If he was here, he had must done all these things also. Manasiksha, Upadeshamritam, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu, Brihad Bhagavatamritam is the root of all the literature of Rupa Goswami. If a man has not read and deeply gone through this book, he cannot differentiate who is Kanishth, who is Madhyam, who is Uttam, who is Madhyam Madhya, Madhyam Kanishth, Madhyam Madhya, Madhyam Uttam, and Uttam Kanishth, Uttam Madhyam, and Uttam Uttam. They cannot differentiate what is this Shraddha and what is Yarati, what is Bhakti. They cannot differentiate all this. So we must try to. Even I know that all the renounced order persons in this time, they don't know what is the seed of Bhakti Kripa. They are not still in all these things. Okay. I pray Swamiji to bestow his mercy to these fallen souls, that they should realize and know how to serve Vaishnava of three classes, Kanishtha, Madhyam and Kanishtha Vaishnava also be served. So we can raise this. Krishna is just a grain. Tan manasa driyeta. Dekhyasthi seta pranatabhishya bhajan tamesham. Sukrutya bhajana vidya mananya manya. Nindadi sunya hridimitsati shangalapva. This is the etiquette. This is the slope by which we can honor all kinds of Vaishnava. And there will be no offense. We know that in 10 kinds of Namaparad, Vaishnava Ninda is first number, first 5. Guru Abhagya should be given in first number. Or more than that, Krishna Avagya, Krishna Ninda should be given first. But Satan Ninda, why it has been given? Why? Because Vaishnava, since that I am Trinadapi Sunishena Tarorovi Sahishuna Manina Manuvena Krishna Ninda Sadahari. They think that I am even more wretched than a grass. Their tolerance like trees, more than trees. They are everything. Body, soul, mind, heart, speaking, everything for others. To serve Krishna. And to help all persons. They give so much honor to others. They don't try to take honor only for themselves. So sometimes or often we cannot know that who is bona fide Vaishnava. It is not really in Madhyam Adhikar. I think that we are, even today, we are not so much qualified to know who is Vaishnava, who is not Vaishnava. And Srinathapi Sunesh, we have not possessed these 4 qualities. So how we can chant Hari name and how we can honor? So first we should know all these things. Then we can know Gurudev. So first don't do any offense to Vaishnava. To bite them, Marla. To bite them, to dishonor them, to abuse them, and to criticize them,
not welcome them.
When they are coming, not
welcoming,
going
not fearful.
And when he is going, not
following
them. There are 6 kinds of offenses to Vaishnava. We should know that even in our society, when father mother comes, we should do pranam. All these things. Why not more than this father, mother and all family persons? Vaishnava is so high class. So we should not criticize. We should always honor them. And when they are coming, we should stand up and greeting them, going some forward and bringing, honoring, and when he is going, we should shift up and follow to the border line of that village or that home or anything, and speak words for them, giving something. What he is giving in Mahaprasadam, we should take, giving anything useful for that Vaishnava. And taking anything useful he is giving to us. Always some questioning with honor and having that answer. These are Vaishnava etiquette. So how we can know that he is Kanishtha Adhikari, he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Uttam Adhikari? There are some symptoms. But these symptoms not interior. External open living. We cannot know how he has love and affection for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. Affection cannot be seen. So affection to them, the grade of affection to them is interior. And external, something we can see, all these things. So, if anyone chanting love, then and often, sometimes, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, or Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, or anything. Not in order. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Narayan, Narayan, Sriman Narayan, like this, like God, God, oh God, give me something. Oh Muhammad, yeah? Allah, Allah, Dilade Ram, Dilade Ram, Dede Ram. What? But all are three.
We believe God.
That is the honor. Even taking manna in any language, anywhere. And they, if they are taking the name of Ram, Narayan, that is more honor. No question he is in our sampradaya or no. That's it. We love America, why? Because they write on the note,
God
we believe, we trust in
God. Trust.
This is not very bad thing. It's called good thing. Russians have no word like this. They don't trust in God. So those who are trusting in God and taking the name Krishna, Ram, even any. They should be honest. They will come in our line one day. And Krishna will have mercy. Those should be honest. And those who are taking Hare Krishna name, having initiation, they should be done. And also, we should honor them with heart. Both. We can serve them. And if a Vaishnava, not criticizing anyone, even bad persons also, not criticizing. Even he knows that he is prostitute, or he is murderer, or he is very drunkard, but we should not criticize what to show of Vaishnava. Otherwise, this bad quality will come. Surely they will come. So we should not criticize anyone. So those who are not criticizing anyone, even to Vaishnavas, and always engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, always. And he has relation with Krishna now. He is serving Radha Krishna in sadhana. This is the most. And fourthly, do have no relation with worldly all relations, do have this body, but no attachment at all. Always thinking of Astakaliya Leela of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Astakaliya Leela means? What is Krishna doing even today? From morning to morning, yeah, always being there. What is the time now?
12:05.
Where is Krishna now? In Vrindavan. Where in Vrindavan?
4:00.
In the Govardhan Hill. And he is going to Kusum Sarovar, and then he will go to, from the bank of, he will go to Surjakund. And how he is meeting? with all. So when a Vaishnava is sitting here, we are saying that they are idle. But his Atma is so engaged in service that he can. The Atma has gone from here to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan to Kusum Sarovar and Govardhan and Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Surya Kund, etc. And serving Radha and Krishna. They are all sitting, Jatila Kutila, and doing so much service. After that, Krishna will return from cow grazing, and Yashoda Maharaj is doing archan. After that, he will go to sleep after taking milk, and after that, he will awake, and he will go anywhere where he will have any gandha, a smell that gopis are. And again, so these are Ashtakaliya Leela. Spontaneously, without any stop, no worldly things will come there. So they are Uttam Mahabhagavata. Seeing them, Hare Krishna will come at once. They have nothing to do. If they will do like this, like sea, everything will come. Maya will go less and less miles from them. Like Narada, a wretched person is there and he will tell that everything, Ashtakaliya Leela, and all things should come to you and mess go away from you. People like this will be happy. Very high class. Now they are preparing to go to Golok Vrindavan, give him up all this body and everything. So three classes of this. Anyhow, we can meet them, then even giving up our head, and we can serve him. To serve them is very, very, very hard. But by the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, we can serve them. So much we can serve. And only by the vision of eyes, our life will be successful, and we will be the qualified to go there, and they will give us pass and visa and passport, everything for Golok Vrindavan. Our services is there written in that visa, just as you will go there and serve Krishna in this way. And we will go there, and at once our service will be there. No delay of 1 minute.
Permanent
service. Not coming. That service will not be even if it was shootegi nahi.
Will not be left.
Anyone has no control. Who is king there? Who is king there? Not Srimati Radhika, not Krishna himself. Between them, the prema is superior to all. This prema dance, and it makes dance to Radha and Krishna, all the gopis, all the beings, everyone. Golok is always dancing, everything is dancing, and the heart of Bhakta will also dance there. This is Golok. So we should try to honor, even there is a Kanishth Vaishnava, even though he is not Kanishth, we should try to honor all the living beings, entities, everything. Krishna is everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj says, Krishna is everywhere. Sanakshanandan Sanatana, Sukadeva Goswami is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. There is not a single dust, a particle where Krishna is not in their heart. Even there is a dry straw, but Krishna is there. Without Krishna, anything in whole world cannot
exist.
Bacha nahi sakte apne existence.
You cannot
save their existence. No existence at all. If Krishna is not here, our soul is not here, this body, no existence of this. If Krishna is not there, no existence of this soul also. No existence of Brahma, Shankar, even Narayan, Dwarkadhish, Mathuradhish, Ram, no existence of anyone if Supreme Personality Krishna is not there. No God, no goddesses, nothing is there. So we should try to realize all this. The Krishna is just giving tang mana sadriya. You can, but today, perfect is this way. But then,
what is the meaning? What is the
meaning?
Mentally
or in the mind. No, what he has done?
See? Yes.
Great
touch. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Who chants?
If anyone chants holy name of Krishna, you should have to honor him by your mental.
Whether he is not initiated or initiated. And if you are not honoring the persons who are initiated, then what it is this?
Is it offense?
And if anyone is so progressed in bhakti line and he can give bhakti to others, he should be honored or not? And if anyone has served my Gurudev for long time, 50 years, and with all means, he should be honored or not. And if no honor for them, then
great offense.
I think not aparad. What? Aparad, mahaparad, 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 and no? If you will do, will not honor Kanish, it will be aparad. If you are not honoring Madhyamadhikari, then it will be mahaparad. And if you are not honoring Uttam Bhagavat like this, serving our Gurudev, even a dog should be honored if he has served my Gurudev. If he has, or Gurudev has done that. Oh, dog. you are like Sivananda dog. That you should take, embrace. Oh, you are honored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored that dog. And if you are not honoring the dog of Swamiji, what to tell of dog? The food of Swamiji, the sandal of Swamiji, we are not honoring. Then what will be? So we should honor the shoes. Really, who are the shoes? Who have offered everything for their good. They are the shoes of Gurudev. They should be honored. If it be kept on our head, then bhakti will see that, oh, if so bona fide, then he should be given bhakti. But dishonoring them, bhakti will be so angry, and it will be maha, 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 maha aparad. But those eyes has been closed. The intelligence has been given to Pacific Ocean. They cannot serve. They cannot honor. But we have not to follow them. We have to follow really the very simple Vaishnavas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity, and one should associate...
But if anyone telling that I have taken initiation for my Gurudev, I have taken double initiation from my Gurudev, and I have power to to control, and power to abuse, and we have power to criticize anyone, then who is he? Understand what I told?
You said that if anyone is telling, I have taken double initiation from my Gurudev, and that person is desiring to control and to abuse others.
To do offense.
Or to do offense.
These are not our offenses, but we are serving our Holy Master by this.
Yes. Yeah.
By abusing, controlling, and by criticizing, and by doing against anything, even to beat, even to shoot. Then what is this? We should but refuse to be to regard. But yet we will not criticize, but we cannot mix with them. Like poison. Then?
And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
It has not written, mentioned here that you cannot go to any Vaishnava, he may be realized, may be highest class of Vaishnava. But if he is not our God brother, you cannot meet him. It is written?
No. It is written here, one should associate. Should means you have to do it.
Have to do it. This is rule and regulation. If there is a bona fide Vaishnava in the Parivar of Shyamananda Prabhu, we are of Narottam Thakur. But it has written that you cannot mix with Shyamananda Parivar, Vaishnava. If you are in the line of Swamiji, we cannot meet with the disciples of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj, Siddhar Swami Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj. It has written here in paper, never. He should be Vaishnava, only this. Pure Vaishnava. This are bound to regard. If we are not regarding him, honoring him, then this is a very great offense. And less, but even repenting, bhakti will not come. It will take more time. So we should know all this. Today, Gaur Pramanande.
We will go at 4.
Krishna consciousness has first touched to this land there.
Yeah.
No? But you can sing any kirtan.
You are busy there.
I spoke to my brother on the phone and he said to me,
I could not. You should come to this personal thing there.
If you have not given shelter, then you'll have to get in the streets or anywhere. But kindly you have given place to be here, to do kirtan bearing Hari Katha.
He has given house, chariot, everything.
No, I think that he has given his heart, that is why he has his heart, we are there. Simply giving room, it will not be studied so much. But keep the heart in there. Nothing given, but everything. I want that.
Hey, everything is covered.
Our last preaching center will be here. Enough of that, we are returning. Yes, to Vrindavan. Sango. Krishna Chaitanya alone, and that far. And that part has touched first the Krishna consciousness. So all the dust, all the particles, everything are so pure that so we must go and honor that place and take the dust. So my first duty is to go there. Swamiji is like my guru, he is six shadows, not less than the shadows. And he was so much bliss to have my son from the beginning. We met first in 1946 or 47. Last of 46 and beginning 47. And from there,